The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, before we get to the Secular Brothers podcast, I want to take a quick second to tell you about our friends at Lear Capital. It may feel like money is shrinking fast and you need some help. There's a great way to really learn more about the ultimate protection hedge against inflation, market volatility, and clearly the madness that's going on in this world right now. I want to encourage you to reach out to Lear Capital about owning gold and silver. You can do that by calling 800-430-2919.
This is the Secular Brothers Podcast. We want truth, no more lies, no more lies. We speak how we feel, no more compromise. Take away our freedom, huh? Now, this is America, land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me. Land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me.
Hey, welcome to the Secular Brothers Podcast. I am Jordan Secular. This is Logan Secular. We're live. We're going to...
Still waiting for results from Maricopa County.
We can take some calls. Or no, we can take some questions, comments. Put some comments in if you're watching live right now. We're still waiting. Somehow, almost a week after...
We don't even know if Republicans got the House. Looks like they will.
You probably got to walk back that thing. You know, remember last episode, like, big win. Pelosi out.
Well, it still looks like Pelosi's going to be out.
The odds makers say that we were correct in that one, and we know Beto and Abrams lost definitively. Right. However,
who's back in Schumer?
Yeah, I'm glad we didn't put Schumer on that list. And look, it is razor thin.
We're fair and honest. We do not to.
It's razor thin. We know that. And there's troubling stuff that's coming up. One, Will, we got that tweet. We got this tweet that. Came out from, who is it? Well, who? The NEA is the National Education Association.
This is the teachers union.
And they said, educators love their students and know better than anyone what they need to learn and to thrive. And what you obviously had was a difference of usually two or three comments, maybe a couple likes on the NEA's Twitter account to thousands of people exploded at them, obviously saying, we know better than you parents.
Yeah, and listen, for parents who are engaged, I think this is highly offensive because they play a very important role in their child's education.
And they're making a statement. This is definitely a statement towards
those.
This
is a statement like, don't show up at the school board meeting. We can have our, the drag queen reading at your school, all that kind of stuff, which they've been doing. So stop telling us what books in the library. Stop telling us when it's too early to start teaching your kids about sex. A lot of that stuff. That's what they're saying through this tweet.
We know better than you.
We know better than you about when to tell them about gender, when to tell them about all this, okay? So there's all these big debates happening. CRT. And listen,
and that's really the big one. That was the one that obviously most people have dealt with to some extent.
That and the closures that got people so upset.
Of course, of course.
We're probably 2 years behind many kids who were in the midst of school. I'm not talking about preschoolers, but people who are starting out school in the middle of COVID are behind. We know they're behind, and it's a nationwide issue. Now, I break it down this way. The teachers union is just not fair by putting this out as like a sentence, okay? We know that there are communities where, unfortunately, children are, you know, underprivileged kids whose parents might have to work multiple jobs, who don't have as much time to go to a teacher's school board meeting, or even review their kids' curriculum. They just hope they're doing a good enough job. Okay, so they do have to put faith in the system. That's why we believe school choices is so important, so that those parents who are in that situation can decide, you know what, I'm not sure about everything that's going on at this school, but I know it's not what's best for my kid. And if there was school choice available, which these teachers' unions fully oppose, yeah, they would know a lot more about what their kids were being taught because they could send them to a school that made it more clear.
Yeah.
Where this doesn't apply to, of course, is where you've got parents who are very active, like in the suburbs, who want to know and learned during COVID because of the at-home learning. what these teachers were teaching in class. Yeah. The veil was pulled off, and a lot of it was politics, and it didn't have a lot to do with reading, arithmetic.
Yeah, I think a
science.
Lot of people always get concerned when your kids go off to college, what they're going to learn from their college professors. What we learned is it was happening way before then.
Oh, the indoctrination. I would say there's less indoctrination in college because it's already happened.
Yeah.
Everybody right. always agrees. It's part of a group think in college. You are the minority of the minority if you're that conservative kid in class at most major, you know, non-conservative schools, which is yeah. most schools. And so,
even in Christian colleges.
Yeah.
Because they've come out of a system that's indoctrinated. And the university system in general tends to always lean socialist.
Far left.
Far left. Yeah.
Which one?
My left or your left?
Yeah. Camera, yeah.
Well, look, our producer, Will, he just sent me an ad. Even the ACLU has an ad. And, of course, it's yeah, when you really look at what the ad is. But the ad says, our voices are being censored in the classroom. Join the ACLU and fight back. That's the ad the ACLU is running. Now, when you click on it, it's mostly about the banned book list. And those kind of things.
Which supporting the teachers' unions.
Probably. I mean, yeah. I don't know. But a lot of it is you know, saying that because the conservatives have had some of those specific things. The banned books thing is odd because it started, I feel like, as a liberal idea against the conservatives. Huh. And then it flipped. It was one of those things because it went from we shouldn't have the Bible and Huck Finn or To Kill a Mockingbird because it has, you know, racially insensitive language in it to... Then it kind of flipping is you shouldn't have, like you're right, books that deal with gender or things like that. So both sides have come at it, oddly, with the banned books list. I mean, that one I'm still unsure about.
Here's what I think. It's not so much banning books entirely. It's age appropriateness.
Yeah, I think that's maybe in general the
that's where I look at it. My kindergartner doesn't need to start learning about gender. Like, she can learn about boy-girls to start yeah. learning about
Should
that.
Should they read, though, Huck Finn when there's, you know, racial slurs in it? And that's a question. Because historically,
not probably
not.
No, that's not. But see, that's what I'm saying. It's a lot of it is the appropriateness of it. What we're seeing from the left is they're shoving down inappropriate behavior down our kids' throats so that they're so desensitized by the time they even know what they're learning that, one, they make enemies out of their parents. They're conservative parents, and they become part of the groupthink liberal mentality, which is just, you know, it's you crazy conservatives. I grew up my whole life going, you know, to listen to drag queens reading me stories at the library. That's what they want people to have, this experience, so that you are so desensitized to, again, what is adult behavior and what is appropriate for children. And it changes as children get older. I think you can introduce more extreme ideas and more interesting ideas. But how about, like, you know, we're talking K through 6, learn to read, write, do math and science so we can catch up with the rest of the world. We're so far behind. You know, that's what Jeff on YouTube wrote. If teachers know better than anyone what is best, why is the U.S. dropping compared to other countries in reading, writing, and math and science? That's where I want them to focus on. Then, if you can get my kid up to speed on all of that, then you can start introducing some more like social sciences. But you know what? Social sciences, as much as I was a political science major myself, don't help you much with the test scores or getting into college. They just don't.
Yeah. I think that that's a concern everyone's having, especially because we've seen now that the 2 years or so that COVID kind of wreaks havoc on the school system, the implications of that. You've seen kids who are not, some of the studies have said they are years and years behind the damage that was caused by kids not being in the classroom. And look, I mean, I've got kids. We thankfully are in a school where the closures weren't all that long and they were able to keep educating. But I've seen it happen firsthand. And it's the wrong place to be focusing. And one of Carol said, it seems like teachers have shifted from education to indoctrination into a worldview. I think that's probably right. And I don't want to blanket teachers. I think there's a lot of really great teachers out there doing really great work.
Yeah.
But there is a group that certainly.
Not really the issue. It's the unions. It's the school boards.
Yeah.
The teachers get in there. They're told this is what you're supposed to teach. This is what you're supposed to do. They don't have a lot to say. We still know they're totally underpaid. They have to go and buy so many of the materials, especially our public schools, just to try and teach these kids. Listen, to compete with the world, our kids have to be able to read, write, do math and science very early.
Yeah.
Then, if you could master those, you can have some more discussions about what's going on in society as you get older.
Yeah.
To like middle school and high school.
We were talking about the situation going on with TikTok right now. And that TikTok has obviously really dominated the last couple of years on social media for kids, or you'd say kids, teens. And originally we were discussing it because of
how old are you supposed to technically be to get on TikTok?
I don't know if there's a range. There is a TikTok like, kids, and then there's TikTok.
Oh, Chinese are just taking all of our data.
That's become a huge security concern. And the FCC commissioner and people have come through and said, yeah, you should be really concerned about this app.
Like, I have an
account. I'm not going to like lie about it. I do have an account. I've played it. I want to be on every social media platform so I can learn and see what it is. TikTok has a 12 plus rating for 12-year-olds.
Pretty young,
pretty aggressive material that's on there.
Yeah.
What should be telling, I think a lot of people know this, but I'll re-explain again, is that TikTok in China is not the TikTok we see. We see a celebrity-driven, not a celebrity-driven, comedy-driven, politics-driven, a different kind of...
Dances. Group dances.
A different kind of
is
almost
that how it launched?
Addictive...
like do a dance?
I think they said, a lot of it was dancing. The average of like 8 hours or something that kids are spending on it a day.
God. In 30-second or 15-second clips?
I think they can go to a minute now, but yeah, short. So in China, it's limited for kids, it's limited to 40 minutes a day, and it cuts itself off.
Yeah.
And the actual content that's on there is curated.
By the CCP?
Mm-hmm.
So it's communist propaganda?
Education, propaganda, science experiments, things for kids to learn and be educated through it.
With a little bit of communism.
And then propaganda as well.
A little dash of communism.
That should be all we need to know.
Yeah. They're dumbing us down.
And what they've said is that, I think FCC commissioner said something to the fact of, they're giving out their version of it, and they're giving us the fentanyl version of social media.
Wow.
Because it is a very strong, addicting. Look, it's addicting. It's a fun app in the sense of.
Strong word to use. He didn't call it like the cocaine.
Let's get the quote. Can you find me the quote? Because this was just on.
The fentanyl of wow. Social media.
And look, I think.
He's saying it's killing their brains.
But then they also said, look. All of the more liberal politicians utilized it. This time a lot of conservatives as well. You had Obama on there doing things with famous TikTok influencers.
I think it needs to be banned in the United States for everybody, because even the liberals should be protected by the fact that the Chinese Communist Party is tracking you.
In fact, you have people coming out and saying this. Even a lot of people gave Trump grief when he tried to do this, and they said that this was some, he didn't like that it was young people getting the message across. And
no.
It wasn't that.
Nothing to do with
it. Now we're moving towards. I mean, people thought the sanctions were going to come down on TikTok a few months ago. Maybe even not even. They thought
it changed.
And it, like the last second, it changed. And they say all their privacy stuff, their tracking stuff, all comes through America. It ends on American servers. But then there's definitely thought process that does not. So this is Brendan Carr.
Look at the terms of use.
So this is Brendan Carr, the top Republican FCC commissioner. He said, at the end of the day, TikTok is China's digital fentanyl. A lot of people look at TikTok and think it's just a fun application for sharing dance videos or other funny videos, but that's just the sheep's clothing underneath of it. It operates a very sophisticated surveillance app that is not the videos, but it's pulling everything from search and browsing history, potentially keystroke patterns, biometrics, face prints, and invoice prints. Now, the concern with that obviously is pretty evident and very clear, but I still go back to, look, I think you'd probably be shocked at how many apps that you have on your phone do very similar things.
Yes, not run by the Chinese.
They're not run by the Chinese. Right. They're not directly going as you think. Not going, look, I probably fell for them before. I'm sure there's games on my phone that I have no idea who created this game or what the actual intention is of the game. I just got an ad served, thought it was a fun game.
Love in Russia.
Yeah, they're fun. But, and the problem is
it
is a.
Love the dots game.
It is, exactly. It is an addicting.
Will plays the Candy Crush.
Yeah.
What version are you on?
You still play Candy Crush?
Yes, I brought it back.
I think my wife does as well.
Like what version, what level?
I'm looking up what level right now. I think I'm like 380 or something.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's not exceptional.
I mean, what's more liberal of me?
I don't even know what it never ends.
What's more
it keeps going.
What's more liberal of me, having TikTok or still playing Wordle every day?
Ooh.
It's Wordle, New York Times. The NYT. Yeah.
Do you have your NPR tote bag with you while playing Wordle?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What's out of the background while you're doing it?
I'm probably my Bono audiobook.
Okay, yeah. The whole package is just...
I know. It's not good.
Who are you? And why are you on a conservative podcast?
You know, I've asked myself that. No.
I'm just playing with you. No, I think, listen, you should be able to play a word game.
Yeah, for the New York Times. Without all the news that's fit to print. Are you going to start dry heaving?
I'm sick. I'm already kind of, and then now I'm like ready to vomit.
Yeah.
Who wants to watch that on my TikTok?
Oh, yeah, TikTok. Do you even have it at all?
No.
See, I had it.
Because I believe Rick Grinnell when he said,
When he said that, I thought, I should probably delete this. I probably should. But it is.
Instagram Reels is scary enough for me, Logan.
And that's an American company. It's Facebook.
Matt. I had just stumbled upon it because we started posting my Reels. So I said, I'll hit this button out here. It's bad.
It is. It does make the video side of social media has definitely changed the when do you allow your kids to get on social media?
Yeah.
Because Facebook, here's what I still look at. Facebook was still you connecting with your friends.
Yeah, and like what picture they wanted to post, probably not the same as that. The
video you're getting served. Yeah.
Yeah. I was shocked. I still am.
People don't have TikTok. It is a fun app. I'm not going to lie. They did a good job of making it addicting. I haven't opened it in months. That's probably a lie.
I like Demeet on Facebook. She says she loves Wordle.
Okay, good.
Because people liked Wordle before New York Times bought it.
Yeah. I got Wordle in
now,
one this
noticed,
week.
Have the words become
in
liberal?
One. Have it was word, our start word.
Have the words become like liberal all the time?
No.
No?
No.
Just highfalutin.
I got Wordle in one because my start word was dream.
That's pretty easy.
And dream finally was the first word. It was also Will's start word, yes. He gave it to me.
What do you mean
it was
a start
very popular
word?
Start word, though.
What's
you
the start
come
word?
Up with that start
What's
word.
What's the start word?
Like the first word, it knocks out a lot of letters.
Oh, yeah, it's got the R.
People are going to think we did this episode in January. We're talking about how Wordle works.
Listen, a lot of our audience, if it's through the New York Times.
Yeah, they're not going to it.
Do you have a tote bag?
Just period?
With like a NPR? Like you donated to get a copy of Ken Burns' The Holocaust.
No, I've given to NPR probably, though. No. I mean, yeah, I bought tickets to live shows. Man and I used to be big Wait, Don't Tell Me fans.
That's funny.
We used to go to that live.
I'm done with NPR, though.
I'm done with media? A lot of things.
Media?
Like, we're talking about writing a book, and I'm like, man, these people, they put a lot of words in this. Will sends me New Yorker articles, and I make it two paragraphs in, and I'm going crazy.
Too Where, long. Where's the...
Just get to the point. Like, I don't see need...
Where's the thesis?
There's a five, descriptors on this one sentence. Like, just come on, man. Get to it.
I used to be a great reader of law, and I can still, legal documents, I can kind of... That's my thing. But, like, actual pleasure reading, because of how much non-pleasure reading I do a day.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I listen to most... I download audiobooks.
I go to sports. That's my... Yeah. That's what I like to put. Tonight, Monday Night Football. I don't even know who's playing. I don't care.
So I like to have a nice soak,
and
put
on
an audio book, light
I
a candle.
Carrie Underwood, she tells me I'm waiting all night for the Sunday night.
Oh, is she the intro?
For Sunday Night Football.
I don't even know that.
Gosh, Logan.
Hank Jr.'s not on anymore, right?
No.
We have no more rowdy friends? That's the last time I cared. So there's not rowdy friends. Why do I even care anymore?
She's been doing it for like a decade.
I know. I've seen the video. All right.
Who is tonight? Anybody know? Any of our staff? No, probably not. Not one.
No. These are not an NFL group of people.
Georgia won again.
Georgia won again. No one even knows. No one knows what Monday Night Football is. They're trying to look. They have Bob Dugan.
It's the Commanders and Eagles, so like two teams we don't care about.
What are you, Duck
the Eagles
going
are on
here?
A run, though. The Eagles are on quite a run.
Speaking of being on a run, you need to check out our friends at Lear Capital, because they're doing some really interesting stuff in the world of gold, in the world
gold,
of silver.
And what is cool about Lear? So we can tell you right off the bat before you even make the phone calls. Like if you're wondering right now and you're new to we got a lot of new listeners since Kevin was on from Lear. Like we asked that direct question, like how much does it cost me to get started? Like because you hear gold, you hear silver, you think, gold a gram is going for like $1,600, $1,800.
Yeah, you hear like how much your jewelry is worth and you're like, well, I can't afford this.
And then he said it starts about $2,500. We said, oh.
Yeah.
And then you can use 401k diversification. You can, again, just directly go and buy gold or other precious metals. So I really encourage people to check it out. We've had a little stock market boost. So if your stock's gone up a little bit, but you're interested still in diversifying because, one, we don't even know the makeup of our government yet, let's all be honest. We're living in a big question mark. I know we all don't want to focus on that leading into Thanksgiving, but the truth is, will we even know who controls the House of Representatives while we sit down for Thanksgiving? I don't know.
I don't think so.
God.
I mean, that's only a week away, a week and a half away.
It's why you start thinking, okay, while the stock market is still excited a little bit about divided government, a little bit.
Yeah, because I mean, we saw big drops.
Then we saw some big ups.
Yeah.
Upswings. Then I didn't see today yet. But you can't think just like today, yesterday.
Yeah. You're looking for growth.
And diversification.
Yeah, and protection against all that's going on.
Call.
Yeah.
800-430-2919. What they do is you will then get a free kit. So you learn, so you'll be able to talk to a real person, get a free kit, figure out what's best for you, work with someone directly at Lear. So you give them that call. That's what we want you to do. 800-430-2919. Start there and know that starting point's around $2,500.
Yep.
So it's not as cost prohibitive as a lot of people think. And you can also, they can diversify your 401k for you. So it's not like you're necessarily have to have $2,500 in cash right now. They can go in and diversify.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
Yes.
We encourage you to call them.
That's
also
the cool thing.
They'll send you a free kit. There is a domain link that you can find in our description, but call them because you're going to learn a lot more about the process real quick. And it's 800-430-2919 to get your free kit. 800-430-2919. Also, as we've always said, Lear supports us. They support a lot of the values and the concerns
that you have.
They're
actually a conservative company.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. So you know you're helping out good conservatives, and they're going to try to help you out with your finances. So give them a call at 800-430-2919.
All right.
Now, Logan.
Amazon just laid off 10,000 people. How you feel about that?
You know, Facebook, Amazon.
You know, they gave a lot of crap to old Elon Musk.
And then
they all fell in line within weeks. Disney did a hiring freeze. I think they're going to have some layoffs after the holidays.
I'm sure all these companies have the freeze plus that.
Mm-hmm. 10,000 people now on Amazon. It's nothing to laugh at. It's nothing to joke about.
It was interesting. I'm not going to disclose. I've got some insider sources at Facebook. And it was not all... like who's been here the shortest period of time? AI.
Yeah.
It was AI driven plus workplace performance.
Okay, so a lot of times they say when there are all these mass layoffs, it is a artificial AI, an algorithm that goes in and says here's what we can't afford.
Yeah, that's what a lot of it was, and so some people had been there for a decade gone.
That's wild.
Listen, I think Mark Zuckerberg took credit for that one. Elon Musk also said, I'm trying to make this company.
Yeah, Jack Dorsey took credit for the inflated staff at Twitter.
And apologized to them for hiring so many people.
Yeah, because then he went in and laid off. A lot of people thought he did it just because he's Elon Musk and he was stirring it up.
No, I think because he's got to try to make it solvent.
Yeah. And then you had on the other side,
like I said. Like the cleaning kind of solvent.
I think we understand.
The
Disney side of it, all these companies who are just massively inflated. I mean, Amazon alone said they lost $5 billion in Alexa. And, yeah, I think most of us probably have Alexa. Some kind of. Like, I feel weird saying it out loud because I feel like it's going to get summoned somewhere.
Alexa, where are you?
I have all of the all those devices. And I fully use them, but I also think I don't use them. I think the American consumer doesn't necessarily use them in the way that they were intended to.
No, order stuff from Amazon.
Right, because like you think about the Amazon Fire, or the which is their version of the iPad. They're very inexpensive comparatively compared to an iPad.
The kids download a bunch of free games.
But you are spending some money on there probably. But
they buy some movies and
they
shows.
They lose money on Kindles.
On electronics.
Because they assume that you're going to then make that up. And
buying
make money
stuff.
By buying stuff.
And Alexa.
It's like the Fortnite situation. The game is free, but they know that everyone's going to buy stuff.
You got to be the banana.
You got it, yeah, which is you can't always get. So when it comes online, you got to be like, oh. Yeah.
How much does a banana cost?
Probably $20.
For like a day?
No, forever. Once you buy it, it's yours.
Oh.
You buy a skin, it's in your library forever. But
any controversial skins out there?
Like who? Like a Stacey Abrams?
Like
no.
Eminem?
There is Eminem.
How's he? Does it look like him?
From behind, he's just like a guy in a hoodie.
Is he angry?
Yeah. We got Black Adam this week.
Is he like huge compared to every other character?
He's big, yeah.
So kind of easy to shoot?
That's the problem. You have to be careful.
I'd like a little lemonade.
I like smaller people like in all
Floyd
black
Mayweather.
Or green that
Give
I can.
Give me a Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I like to get all green because I can like, hide in the bushes.
We did announce. We head to Floyd's Christmas party.
A very, what was it, How Floyd Mayweather Saved Christmas?
Yeah.
We'll give a plug to that.
Down in Alabama?
Yeah. You guys got to see these hats that Jordan and I got from TMT.
We'll wear them.
We'll wear them on there when they come in town. Whoa.
I don't know if our audience is huge on Floyd, knows who we're talking about, but.
Yes, I think everyone knows Floyd Mayweather, the greatest boxer of all time, Floyd Mayweather.
You say that, but there's a lot of MMA.
I watched UFC this weekend. And
You pay per view? Was it pay per view?
Pay per view, yeah. Which is completely complicated because you got to be an ESPN Plus subscriber.
Theo, my man Theo was there.
Plus, you got to pay.
Theo Von, is he now Barstool Sports? Is he MMA? Who is he?
Yeah, he's everywhere. He's just everywhere. But I watched it. It was a really good weekend of
fights.
He's
hilarious, but he's everywhere. There was an upset. One of the women fighters.
Yeah.
Barstool's really behind.
I don't really follow like enough to know the upsets.
I just saw like Dave Portnoy was like really up on this one fight.
But Mike Chandler had an incredible fight. He unfortunately lost, but it was.
What's the Andrew Tate thing?
One of the. Okay, I don't know if this is the time to open up that discussion while
Should
we're
we
live.
Do it next?
Let's maybe. Well, we'll talk about that. Okay, very popular social media influencer who got banned.
Like Logan Paul?
No, I would say like maybe as hated, but maybe more justifiably.
Okay,
we we'll probably need to learn. We probably both need to get more educated on that situation than just
like
speaking
what did he
live.
Say that got him in so controversial?
It's not necessarily what he said. Well, he's kind of he's controversially masculine in roles in the sense of like he's not someone who would you consider a feminist.
Okay.
But maybe some of that got taken to the extreme.
Aren't they fighting soon?
Andrew Tate?
Paul. One of the Pauls in Andrew Tate.
I think is Jake. It's just Jake. It has to be. Logan's with the WWE. I'm not sure.
I'm trying to get more into MMA.
I've been in and out of it for its UFC's entire existence.
Because I believe in the people behind it are actually like pro-American and like conservative.
Yeah, I mean, it's owned by IMG right now, but it's still run by Dana White. And Dana is...
You still get your Rogan. You still got your Dave Portnoy.
Trump goes to the fights.
Your front row is Barstool, Theo Von. It just seems fun.
I think they know that audience.
Did you see Barstool did their own basketball tournament too?
Like, I mean, I know they do all that stuff.
No, but it was real schools.
Oh, no, I didn't see
that. It was
really
cool.
I'll have to take a look at that.
You know, they're just doing interesting things with sports that I think is connected to that TikTok generation. How do you bring them into a three-hour-long game and keep their attention?
Well, that's why soccer, we talked about the World Cup, soccer had a big rise with our generation and lower.
Yeah.
Because you could schedule the games around your life. You know, unless it was a game that was in a finals or it had to go, even if it goes to a shootout, it's not all that long. An actual game, a regular season game, can end at a tie, and it's 2 hours. You can with the break, so you can schedule it around your life. You could go turn to your friend or wife or whatever and say, "I'm going to watch this game for 2 hours." I'm going to go 6 hours. I will be watching this baseball game that may never end.
Or like Georgia for five, 4 to 5.
Yeah, it's long. Those are long. Those are commercial breaks. But with the clock not stopping in soccer, that's changed. So I think that we'll see those kind of changes. Yeah, you've been to many World Cups.
Yes.
I've been to two, I think. I've been to France, and I've been into when it was
U.S.,
in
France, US. And I've been to three.
You've just been to the three?
U.S.
You went to the Vivuzella here, right?
I went to South Africa.
Oh, I think it was
that was pretty awesome. Shakira did the theme song, which is awesome for many reasons.
That's mainly the reason I think of that.
It's time for Africa.
I don't think of anything really but that. It's like Shakira can make bad things good. I like soccer, though, so man, it sounds like they made that a bad thing. But, like, Zootopia, not a fan. The song from Zootopia, top-notch.
Shakira,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, Shakira's the best. Though, isn't she going to, like, jail for something horrible? Didn't she?
No, she got out. They worked that out.
They worked it out? They were like, you're a national treasure. You're not going to jail?
Yeah.
All right, well.
But, no, the World Cup does start. We'll get a little close to that.
World Cup's next week.
Put it in the chat, too. Like, do you even follow it? Because I have a feeling if you do, you might not like the new U.S. jersey.
Yeah, maybe not. I sat down.
I don't know why they have to make a political statement. It's sports. I get, you know,
it's just part of it.
Cutter.
It's fine.
It's not the worst.
No, I don't mind it, to be honest. I don't care.
They're adults.
They're making a statement, and it's not necessarily a statement I disagree with, so it's fine.
No, it's not. I just wish sports could be sports.
Yeah.
There's so many politics in it right now.
What I like about the World Cup is I said, like, my kids were asking about it, so because they're seeing all those ads where it's like John Hamm dressed as Santa.
They're like Santa, which is Fit Santa, John Hamm Santa.
Yeah. And it was a whole
Santa who will steal your wife.
So we broke down all of the blocks, the groupings. What do you call those?
The groups.
I said groups.
Group stage is where you start.
So they were all picking out all their different teams. It was actually very fun to go through with them. Now, will they watch a second of the games? I doubt it. I can get them maybe the last 5 minutes of
the game. U.S. versus Iran, maybe?
Maybe. My kids were excited about the United States.
Didn't like that?
No, they were excited. Did not like it. I did not like it. I'm going to put that on the record. I did not like that.
Well, that's what it'll sound like in the States. That's like their chant.
Yeah.
It's a very high-pitched.
I don't think that's exactly the chant, but maybe close.
It might be death to America.
Yeah, well, that's true. I at least could understand that one. U.S., Canada. I'm trying to think my kids were excited about England. I think England and U.S. is who they wanted to go for.
And we're in the same group.
Yeah.
So it's like possible France. We both get out of the group. We should. Wales should not get out of a group of the U.S. and the U.K.
Welsh?
Wales.
You said Welsh.
They speak Welsh.
Welsh.
They have what's his name, but he's older now.
I don't know.
Like the man bun. Sure. You know who I'm talking about? Yeah, Bale. Christian Bale.
Christian Bale? Not Christian Bale. That's Batman.
Not that Christian.
Is it different Christian Bale? Same name? No, he's not a Christian.
That's Bale.
Atheist Bale.
It's Gareth.
Gareth.
Bale Gareth. Sounds like a Star Wars character.
I'm just saying Bale Organa. I got it right, but he now plays like MLS, so.
Oh, yeah, then yeah, you're on the way out. That's as much as I love my MLS. Usually, it's you're coming here to retire.
Oh,
yeah. All right. Well, I do want to talk real quick, before we wrap this up about also our friends at Centurion.
Oh, I got to say this about Centurion Labs. Okay, I've been taking my.
Oh, babe, I love the product.
The Immunity Defender. It's working. I've been around a lot of sick. My throat's a little, but a lot of this from talking and.
And we've had a busy week.
We also had a busy week. I'm still getting over. We had a temperature change in Nashville from 80 degrees to 30 degrees in one day. That's a 50-degree change. So whatever you're taking, it's going to be a little funky in your mouth, you know, your voice, when your job is to your voice. But I will tell you, I haven't gotten the sickness.
No.
Since I've been taking it, I've been around a lot of people who have.
Same. Yeah, we've been around a lot of people that are sick.
Can't guarantee that for you, but I can say how it's performing for me.
Yeah, exactly. We're not saying
that's
it's going to work.
That's the immunity booster.
Yeah, that's immunity booster. I used to take that every day. And then I've also, last night, for the first time, because I had a bit of a cough, I'm going to be honest, I tried Ninja Cough.
How was it? Did it taste good?
And it's bubble gum. No, it's cotton candy flavor, I believe. I'll be honest that it was so late at night when I took it, the flavor did not matter to me at that moment because I was coughing a lot. It was keeping my family up. So I'm like, you know what? Ninja Cough. Downed it. Slept like a baby. Cough went away.
Just kept him up.
Don't know again. Can't say that's like verifiable of what happened. But all I know is I slept great, and
You just kept the family up with your snoring.
I actually slept in another room because I was afraid. I was afraid of the cough. Like, I just
yeah.
And again, I don't think I'm sick. It's that
we've been talking nonstop for a week, and we had a crazy weather change.
So check out that. Like Jordan said, you can get the Immunity Defender. You could get. Ninja Cough, which I took yesterday, and now it's the time to help defend your health, save money, support a company that shares your Christian values. They're out of Alabama, and Centurion has dedicated the last 15 years to research and developing safe, effective, and affordable products in the U.S. For a limited time, listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their first bottle when you visit CenturionLabs.com/bros and use the promo code bros. So when you do that, you'll see a big picture of Jordan and I. Click that, and then you'll get the discount. Make sure you use that promo code bros as well. Again, CenturionLabs.com/bros. You can also find that link in our show notes.
Yeah, so some news on Jay Leno, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Bird Center in Las Vegas. So a serious car crash and a car fire. That's all we know right now. Funny guy.
They said it's to his face.
Interesting.
So – that has come up again. Yeah, we're live right now. We're doing this.
Jay, because he's a very fair comedian.
Yeah,
Makes fun of everybody,
and kind of a class act in terms of being a legacy figure.
Biggest celeb.
Television, and I've seen him live many times. One of the best people. You know, gave him grief over whether they liked his Tonight Show style over Letterman. I loved Letterman as well, but one thing was sure: his stand up was unreal. I mean, there are very few comedians who have made me laugh consistently as much as them.
Yeah, I've seen him a few times in Manhattan Beach at the the small place there. He does almost every week.
Mm-hmm. And he's just still a brilliantly funny comedian. So prayers up to him and his family. Yeah, they just said he's been taken to a burn center after suffering a serious injury to his face. Yeah, by the time you're hearing this, you may know more than we do. But
we went live this day, totally live, like 100% live. Like,
maybe too live. I don't know. Some of these things that you've said today, you know. This is why we re-record. No. What would you say? I'd like to repeat them now. Here, I'm going to bring out my notes.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, Jordan said this. He made this kind of chant at one point. okay. Hit the music.
It's a national event.
That's not the event. Cut is that the theme song?
That? It's more like a la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Okay.
It's not bad.
You know, you spent more time in that area of the world than I have, so I'm going to assume that you're right, and that's not bad.
It just sounds bad. Cheer. It's a way to cheer.
That's the way they cheer.
A lot of women, that's like kind of a clap.
Okay. So kind of like...
just different cultures,
like
dude.
The ole, 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 ole.
Yeah.
It's just like...
Uh-huh.
All right.
Like, you'll notice the Iranian soccer players, I feel bad for them, honestly, playing us.
I don't know much about their soccer.
Like, a lot of them probably, if they lose to us, we'll have to, like, find...
Oh, you mean you feel bad for them
because of the country before they get on that plane?
Yeah, that's true. That is concerning.
It's always rough on them. They'll disappear. They've protested before. It's tough.
All right. Well, we'll be back tomorrow.
Don't usually say I feel bad for Iran.
Election coverage continues. Election night in America continues tomorrow. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll take it low, brothers.
Will it finish?
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.